Stand by, everybody. Facts and friends. He says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and hear what Max is to share. LA Talks Radio. This is Facts and Friends. Bra. What's going on, everybody? You're listening to Max and Friends, and this is your host, Max Tucci, and we've got a full house for you all tonight. Tonight, we are family, everybody. Right, Tamara?
Absolutely, honey.
Now,
Absolutely.
You know what? Before we continue, this show is dedicated to the wonderful actress, Brittany Murphy. She died today, so our hearts go out to her family, to her husband, to all of her friends. Brittany Murphy, shine on in heaven and watch down on us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, last week we had such an amazing show with the giveaway, Tamara.
Oh, Max, it was nonstop. I mean, our screens were just like lit up, just call after call after call.
And we've got some stuff we're going to give away tonight at the end of the show. But before that, you know, we've got a special co-host tonight, the one and only, our famous friend, our fantastic friend, the one and only Rolanda Watts.
Yay! Hey, everybody, how you doing?
Well, we're so happy you're here, Rolanda Watts. And not only do we have Rolanda Watts in the house, but we have the one and only Mr. Nile Rodgers. What's up, Nile?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm
hey,
great.
Hey, Nile.
How are you?
Well,
good.
So Nile Rodgers, as you all know, is the amazing man behind the song We Are Family. And I figured what an appropriate time to be family during the holidays. You know, I'll be home for Christmas, right, Rolanda?
That's right. That's right. Hey, so, we are family.
We are family, regardless of race, color, creed, right? Now, on that note, we've got to go back to, we're going to ask Nile, you know, Nile's doing his thing. He's got his book coming out, his autobiography. He's in the process of writing it today. And when I spoke to him earlier, Nile, you were telling me you're in the chapter that I want to talk about tonight. So what chapter was that?
Well, about the foundation of my We Are Family Foundation, the formation of the We Are Family Foundation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So let's rewind to 2001, September 11th. We all know the date so well. I think it's etched into our minds and hearts. Mm-hmm. And Nile decided, why don't you tell us what you decided to do, Nile?
Well, basically what happened is I had heard from one of my friends that she was on the first plane that was crashed into the North Tower. And then after that, it started to spiral into more stories, and I found out that the family members of two other family members of another friend was on the plane. And then I started getting phone calls from all around the world. As you well know, when something happens in your close proximity to you, you guys are in L.A., when an earthquake happens, everybody calls you from all around the world. And that's exactly what happened. People started calling me and asking me what could they do to help. And somebody from South Africa who had seen in a film and talked about how Nelson Mandela was positively affected by the song We Are Family called me from South Africa and said that I should re-record We Are Family and issue it as a song to start to jumpstart the peace process. And it sort of caught me by surprise because I didn't write that song with that in mind. I wrote the song for Sister Sledge, and it was specifically about their family and what have you, but it morphed into something more. Long story short, after we did the recording, one thing we noticed that there was a real byproduct of people coming together and just singing that song. It felt like when we did those two recording sessions with Spike Lee, it felt like those were the safest places in the world. We did an adult version, and then right away, I decided that we needed to put it out with Sesame Street. It was my first professional job out of high school.
That's right. I remember.
and I called all my friends from Sesame Street, and we did a children's version, and we successfully distributed that free of charge to 70,000 schools thereabouts, and that started the foundation. So officially, we were just doing one thing, and then it just started to snowball.
Well, what was amazing was I got a call that morning from Tasha Seville, who's a great friend of both Niles and mine. And Tasha said, Max, you've got to come with me to the studio today because we're going to go do this We Are Family
song for Nile, and Nile had everybody there, from Diana Ross to Patti LaBelle. The list went on. I mean, everybody was there. Queen Latifah, you did your thing, Nile, and you organized everybody. You know, I think when you're under pressure, and when New York was under such pressure with this whole thing, people wanted to give back so quickly, and Nile organized it beautifully.
It was incredible. I mean, there were a lot of stories about incredible effort that people put into it. I mean, people don't realize that poor Patti LaBelle, her car somehow got stuck in the tunnel, and she came up in a tow truck, but because she wanted to be Patti LaBelle, she was about 50 yards from the studio, so she had the tow truck stop, get out of the tow truck, and then get in a limo and drive up to the studio.
And listen, wow. I can see Patty's the type that will walk down the street to get there.
Oh, yeah, she was great. And wow. Remember, there were no flights. She drove across country to do this for me.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, now, because you know everybody, and that says a lot, that's a lot of a testament about your heart and your integrity, that people would stop what they're doing just to be there for you. But I also ask you this, were there any surprises that you saw? I mean, you know all of these musicians and the regular, you know, in the musician world and the rest, but when it comes to this type of tragedy and pulling together his family, were there any surprises that you saw?
I think the real surprise for me was how it inspired us to keep going and keep going. A lot of organizations that came around that started at the time came and went, and there was a lot going on, and then it just sort of dissolved. But we've been inspired to keep going, and every year we get more inspired. So now we're bigger and better, and we have more programs. We have a budget that's over $1 million a year, about $1.2 million annual budget. And you know, and I'm just a little nobody guy. I'm not like, you know, some super
not
famous.
Not anymore with a $1.2 million budget.
Rolanda, now Rogers, he goes around the world doing his thing, performing. But everyone, I want to drop the site. WeAreFamilyFoundation.org is where you can go, because as the page says, we are more alike than unalike. We eat, we breathe, we sleep. We need water to live. We are friends, neighbors, children, parents, artists, teachers, leaders. We are global citizens, and we are family. So everyone, that's the site to go to, wearefamilyfoundation.org. The holidays are here. I gave last week, and I think the best thing you can do, right, Tamara, is to give back. What do you think, Tamara?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? That's what everybody's doing here that's on this call here tonight. And I just want to tell you that just the joy that you add to so many people's lives, just with that melody and that tune, words about that, and there's unity. I mean, there's community that comes together. I mean, people remember what it's like to be connected and to feel like you're a part, and you do that for us. I mean, you know, how wonderful at the point that, you know, that you were so inspired to keep going.
It's something that shocks me to this very day, because as an artist, you know, when you do something, especially when you do it from the heart, you're just addressing the issue that you're addressing at the time. The fact that it's morphed into something a lot bigger than Bernard and I could have ever imagined. I mean, I'm sure Sister Sledge never imagined that it would do what it's done. But, you know, we hear this song at rallies and weddings and bar mitzvahs. And you know what I found out today? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's beautiful, because I think it's when you're tapped in to the source, you know, and you're just really allowing the song to come through you, it is much bigger than you. And what's beautiful is you've shown up to deliver it.
Well, now you're lucky that you work in an industry that has such healing power, I think, also. I mean, music has always brought us together. We see that during the holidays, whether it's dreidel, 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 or it's joy. Whatever it is, music has always brought us together, from Farm Aid to, you know, Live Aid to We Are Family, and I think it's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant thing that you're doing to give back and using the power of music.
Well, it's funny that it is our universal language, and what I was going to say was that there's a club, believe it or not, in Moscow called We Are Family, and a friend of mine just came back from performing there, and she says that part of the ritual of the night is about once an hour, the whole club stops, and they start singing We Are Family, which is the greatest thing.
The celebration you go to, like you mentioned, the weddings and bar mitzvahs, when that song comes on, everybody's family, you know?
Absolutely. And everybody moves.
But they really do.
y'all, speaking of moving and Moscow and doing their things and we are family, Niall moves around the globe. I see Niall's, his little Facebook page updates. Niall, you are everywhere. You got back from Argentina, 50,000 people viewing you.
Yeah, we played to about 50,000 in Argentina. We were just in LA. You should have seen us at the Hollywood Bowl. We did 16,000. It was our third sellout at the Hollywood Bowl. We're always traveling with Sheik, but that's I do now out of love. I don't really earn my living playing in Sheik, and now I get a chance to do it because it's just such a fun job, and it's a wonderful thing to do.
Wow. Now, recently you were in Nigeria, weren't you?
No, I wasn't in Nigeria, but I've certainly been to Nigeria.
There you go.
But I wasn't. How did you hear that recently? I was in Nigeria. Were there some rumors going around?
Nah, you know what? There, who knows what rumors going around? But maybe
it could be a foresight.
There you go. A premonition.
Are you going Max to Nigeria?
Pardon me. It seems like we were multiple talking.
Maybe you're going to Nigeria.
No, my ancestors are from Nigeria. That's a pretty good guess. That's really
spot
on.
You see, Tamara? I felt the Nigeria in the house.
The homeland is calling you home, brother.
That's right.
Nonetheless, so now, you're doing your thing. Right now, you're really just banging it out with video games, and you won an amazing award, didn't you?
Yeah, a few years ago, I decided that I wanted to go into the distribution business. It's funny, when I was a kid, my uncle took me to a... I don't know what was going on, but I heard Malcolm X say that black people will never truly be free until they control the means of distribution. I didn't know what he was talking about, but it sounded pretty good. A few years ago, I heard Prince was trying to buy a distribution company, and I figured if it was good enough for Prince, I'll try it. I put in a bid, I outbid him, and I purchased a distribution company. And as I saw that the music business that I grew up in love was not doing so well, I started to change my focus, and I started to focus on interactive electronic music, video games, and things that have the benefit of teaching. And I lucked up on this great game, this huge part of the entertainment world called Halo. And this year at the Spike TV Video Game Awards, Halo just won for Halo 3, ODST won for Soundtrack of the Year. Incredible. My little
soundtrack
company.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It's pretty extraordinary. I mean, and it's funny too, because a lot of people, they don't quite understand interactive entertainment. They say, well, video games are this and video games are that. But the truth of the matter is that I've watched, I don't have kids, but I'm around kids all the time, and I've seen how their skills have increased because of, playing other kids around the world. And, a few years ago, I did a movie called Beavis and Butthead, and in those days, kids were sort of downwardly mobile, and they couldn't even tell you where a place like Tanzania was. But now, you talk to a kid, and he's playing online with somebody, and they know every country, and they say, oh, my best friend and my video game partner is in Tanzania.
Exactly.
So it's really, the whole world has opened up. It really has become flat, and that's sort of like what our organization, We Are Family, is about. We bring together all these multicultural global youth leaders, and we help them improve their programs, which are all about the basic human needs. And
I think there are a lot of people out here, and particularly in this time of year, who really want to do something to help. What, in your position, do you see are some of the most important things that you think we need to focus on right now? I mean, where's the help most needed?
Well, for me, it always comes back to education, because I think that with education, it changes a person's and look at themselves and how they look at others. Obviously, when you think about the seven areas that we try and concentrate on at We Are Family, we think of water, food, safety, health, education, shelter, and environment. Without those basic needs met, peace is almost impossible, because you're just worried. You're in a constant state of unrest. So that's sort of the way we looked at it. But my own personal philosophy is that I believe that education is key. Because
education is freedom.
Yeah, I've seen it all around the world. Wherever I travel, and I've been everywhere. As I said, I started traveling right out of high school with Sesame Street, and I've noticed that when I make the effort to try and understand other people's culture, and they know that I care and things like that, they treat me with respect. And
yes.
I have to say, I'm a fortunate man. I am very blessed in that people have respected the fact that I'm fairly well educated and I try hard.
Mm. Well, and you know what? Because they asked Einstein too. You know what? He was so brilliant. He says, "No, you know what? I'm passionately." And you just said it right there. When you go into different cultures and you're curious about what makes them them, you know, instead of seeing us as separate people, we're one people, you know. And there's a oneness that happens when we try to connect. Your music reflects that. Your mind reflects that. And now that, you know, hearing how much education is important to you, I think that's an example we can all follow.
Tamara, I always say that when Einstein said the law of relativity, I think he was talking about is all about our relatives. You know, it's the law of relativity. It's all about your relatives.
It's so true. You know, since we're all dropping quotes, I got to tell you, one of my favorite quotes, y'all, is from Tenzin Gyatso, who was the 14th Dalai Lama. And the quote is, if you wish to experience peace, provide peace for another. And I think, really, that's what we, our families, doing. Don't you agree, Mal?
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. That's perfect. Uh-huh.
And it's just, the quote again, everyone, right? Get your pens, write it down. If you wish to experience peace, provide peace for another. You know, and really that's
like the golden rule, Max. You know, that's so true.
It is. And the golden rule tonight is to click on wearefamilyfoundation.org and click on donate.
Right. Go to that big red button.
That's the golden rule, everybody. The golden rule tonight is donate. You know what? Because by your donations, and 100% of your donation goes towards the program, It really allows We Are Family Foundation to flourish, to blossom, to grow, and to really make you part of the world, part of the global move. That
I like to keep on, brother. Preach. Go ahead.
Listen.
But you know what? But when you give, and I think a lot of us are experiencing this right now. I mean, I did something as simple as clean out my garage and my closets, and then I gave to the Salvation Army, the Battered Women's Shelter, and you know, and I just, even a couple of my friends, and I felt so good. I was in church today and I gave. And I think giving just does so much for your spirit and your soul, and not to mention the joy that it brings to others. So if just clicking on your website, wearethefamilyfoundation.org, just think of not only helping others, but helping yourself as well.
Well, you know, it's funny because I was socialized. When I was a kid, I was taught to help, you know, little old ladies cross the street and things like that. I mean, that's just how I was raised. That I just happened to be from that time period. And then I saw there was this sort of movement where kids were just sort of self-centered, and now I've seen it come around again. And when I look at what we do at We Are Family and I see the amount of young kids and young global leaders who want to do things, it's really given me a lot of hope and a lot of optimism. It's incredible. It's extraordinary what some of the kids do that we run into, and how big their hearts are, and how quickly it shifted to from that sort of all about me to all about we consciousness in a lot of the youth. And it's really very refreshing. I feel I'm happy to be around right now.
Yeah, it is an amazing time. And I think that what has happened not only in the election of Obama, but just the internet and just the way the world has changed, we are we. It's more than just us, U.S. It is the whole world. And I'm so happy that I live in a time to be able to see that a young kid in Bed-Stuy knows a kid in Tanzania and they're playing chess together. I mean, that's amazing.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
What that can provide, you know?
Yeah.
And we're all Facebook friends, so, and we know that you have friends all over the world.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. Somebody was talking to me about something I did the other day, and I felt a little weird because I was so happy. I flew to Los Angeles because I had I had to bury my stepfather. But on my way out there, I was on a plane, and the entire flight crew were all women. It was a woman pilot, a woman co-pilot, and all
the that's
flight
what I'm talking
attendants.
About.
And I was just so overcome. I tweeted it. I said, "Wow, I mean, this is incredible. I've never seen this on a commercial airline, all women."
All right now.
And then one of them was Latina, and I said, and one of them was a sister, and blah blah blah. And then somebody wrote back, "Well, I don't think you happen to notice that we have a black president." I was thinking to myself, "Well, wait a minute, come on, people, this is the exception; it's not the rule." And it's nice to say that we're making progress. It wasn't
yes, indeed.
It wasn't to make people uncomfortable. It was to celebrate and say, you know, we are getting better. We are getting more open-minded as a society.
Indeed.
Yeah. And that we are. And you know what? Real quick, everyone, I just want to tell you how easy it is to donate. I just donated $100 to the We Are Family Foundation.
Oh,
so,
really?
It's simple.
Well,
literally,
you're
while
like
I'm doing
me,
the show, I'll make a donation. And that's how simple. So we got to say hi to Nancy, too, because Nancy is the president of We Are Family Foundation. So shout out to Nancy Hunt out there.
Yeah, she works real hard. Our whole staff works hard. I feel very blessed. Every day people show up to work and they put in, this is a real bang for the buck charity. We do a lot. I mean, we've built, you know, schools in Africa. We've built schools in Nicaragua, Nepal, which you know how hard that is,
right?
You know, with the children's DVD, we have almost 100,000 out there. It's free. You can go to our site. We give it away free, but we love it if people buy it. You know, it's just a great feeling, as you said, to give back.
Wow. You know, and what's cool about that, too, is that when you give to another, it's like you give to yourself. So you're depositing into you. There's nothing that is being released that somehow there's less than by giving. Do you find
that's
that?
True. That's the truth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's true. It's funny that all of my friends have called me up and asked me what should they give me this year, and I'm telling you 100% the truth. I say, you know what? I don't want you to give me anything. As a matter of fact, what I want you to do is come over to my place and look around and find stuff for me to give away. And that's really
Hello.
What I want to say. I don't want to put more stuff. I have everything that I need. I said, I want to give away a lot of stuff. I have a lot of things of value. I'm going to start to auction off my big guitar collection because I only play one or two guitars at a time. I mean, come on already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, you know something. We are a nation that is drowning in our own abundance. And just, you know, and if you don't have the money to give, maybe you have, like you said, things around the house that you could sell or you could give to get the tax donation or to get the money to give to another foundation. But I'm so excited about your guitars. You're selling your guitars. Where can we buy your guitars, Niall?
Yeah, I have some pretty good ones. As a matter of fact, so many of my friends, you know, sign guitars for me, and they do. Not only do they sign the guitars, but they're really unique ones. I mean, I have really interesting ones. I mean, we got just at our last We Are Family Gala, we got Bruce Springsteen and the entire E Street Band, which rarely happens, to sign two guitars for us. One of them we've already sold for $13,000.
What?
And it went in like seconds. And I have a guitar signed by Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, like, really interesting pairings and different groups of people and all sorts of stuff. And
wow.
These are things that are, and it's always instruments of value. You know, it's always something very special and emotional, and it's, you know, things that took place. And I always make sure that anytime I do something, when I'm traveling around the world, I'm working with, like, a Sting or an Elton John or somebody, I always have them sign guitars for me and date them and the backstage passes and all that sort of thing. So that when a person buys something like that, it's really a piece of history. Also,
well, that's something, because I cleaned out my garage, and all I got out of it was an old vacuum cleaner.
What are you talking about, bro?
What nuts signed in there?
Facebook pictures.
You know, if you can get Diana Ross to sign that vacuum cleaner, that'd be a nice
vacuum
cleaner.
There you go.
I like the way you
get Rolando to sign it.
Listen, if I could get Diana Ross to sign that vacuum cleaner, I would give all that money to familyfoundation.org.
You know what, Sam? Rolanda, I saw your Facebook pictures when you were cleaning out your closet. You had a lot of stuff you made some people happy with.
Ooh, child, you have no idea. It is a doggone shame. I had suits hanging there from the Rolanda show. I had suits with the price tag still on them. I mean, it was ridiculous. I found things I had forgotten about. But I tell you what, I am ready for a dynamic 2010. And to be able to do that, I've got to get rid of some old stuff and bring in some new stuff. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I've moved from the closet. Now I've moved to the garage. And next is the makeup drawer. And Tamara, you know what I'm talking about.
Hello.
All right.
Well, my medicine cabinet in the makeup drawer.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Speaking of next year now, what's next for you?
Well, I got a really incredible book deal. I was actually shocked. I went to a literary agent, said, you know, Niall, I know your story. You told me some of it years ago, and this is a person I hadn't seen for about 15 years. And he invited me out to lunch. Anyway, long story, just a little bit longer. I went out to lunch with him. He interviewed me, and he asked me to write down the answer to 7 questions. And I wrote the 7 questions. I wrote the answers, and he sort of bound them together and then sent them back to me, exactly the same words that I wrote. He said, now read this and tell me if you think this guy can write. And I read it, and I said, wow, that's a lot better than I thought, because up until then I hadn't written anything longer than a high school essay. And that was a little more than 2 years ago. And I started to write my life story. I got a great publisher, 2 great publishers. I'm with Random House here in the U.S., and I'm with another amazing publisher in the U.K. called Little Brown. And so I have my life story coming out next year. And the thing that's interesting about this book, it's not some rock and roll kiss and tell book. 40% of the book takes place before I'm 19 years old. They were really interested in my childhood, which was, you know, my mom had me at 13, and I spent, time in Los Angeles during the Watts riots and all that sort of thing. So it's really a human being's life story. And it's interesting for me to stand back and look at my life from that perspective. So I have that coming out. A record that I'm working on with myself and a lot of big stars. I really can't talk about it too much because we're still in the process of signing a deal, but I've gotten inspired to do some new music, and because of the touring and seeing how much people really appreciate Chic's music, I just decided, you know what, I got one good one left in me.
And we are looking forward to it now. So when that book is out and that deal is signed, we want you to come back on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio, because we want to hear all about it, because it sounds like you've got an amazing 2010. And that's just in a couple of days.
I haven't felt this optimistic in a long time. And I think it's probably because of writing the book and having that connection, reconnecting with my family, and unfortunately having my stepfather pass away right at, around Thanksgiving time, which was usually the time that my family get together. And it was just extraordinary, just. It's been an incredible ride, and now I've sort of have passed the sort of period where I was, sad, and now I'm in the celebratory phase, and I want to party like it's 1979.
Hey.
And we're going to party like it's 2010, but you know what, everyone? We're going to party right here. We're going to let Niall go. Thank you so much for coming on Max and Friends. Niall Rogers, we are Family Foundation. org. Take a minute to gain some global perspective, people, and check that site out. Niall,
thank you guys.
Have a blessed 2010. Be encouraged, be inspired, and do your thing, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Max. You guys are wonderful. Rolanda, I adore you. It's so great to hear
you. I adore
you
back. I remember our New York days, and I'll see you back on Facebook.
Okay. You guys take care. Thank you.
All
Thanks
right.
for
you
being on.
Now, you know what, everyone? There's only one way to bring everybody together. So stay tuned, because you know what? We're going to play We Are Family for You. That's not Roger.
Woo!
Us here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Ronan, get it going. Get it jamming, because we are family.
Uh-huh.
We are family.
Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. That was Sister Sledge. We are family. Woo, Rolanda.
Was that me?
We know you're here, girl.
Got a lot of energy.
Oh, my God.
We got energy in the house tonight.
There's energy. Hey, you guys.
What's up, Rolanda?
Listen, I'm just so impressed with Niall. Just really impressed with him.
Niall is he is one of the brightest stars in our sky. You know that he just shines on with every venture he does, and he really takes it to the max.
And I love how people who really have already gotten their stardom, they've already done so much worldwide. It just how they stop and give away. I mean, there's Nile Rodgers, and there's Oprah Winfrey, and there's Bon Jovi, and I hope that one day it'll be us too, giving and making a difference in the world.
Well, it is
Rolanda
Wise.
That was and Max last week.
That was us last week on Max and Friends. Mm-hmm. And what a great way to talk about. You know what, everyone? I've got an ultimate gift. And I was deciding whether or not I was going to give it last week on the show or not. And you know what? I had to pray about it. And that's the best thing you can do is when you don't have the answer to your question, pray. And on that note, you know what I'm talking about, Ro? And I said, you know what? I've got this amazing gift. One of my favorite things. It's this hotel that's opening up in New York called the Chatwal Hotel. And they're going to be the only 5-star hotel in the Broadway area. I'm talking butler service. I'm talking the most impeccable housekeeping services you've ever seen in your life. They've also got my vodka in the bar, but we'll talk about that another show. But and what the Chatwal has given me is a penthouse suite valued at $4,500 a night. Hello. Okay. And they've given me not only one night, but two nights. So what I've decided to do, and I got the answer, Ro, you know, in prayer and Tamara, that once you get that answer to your question, go with it. So my answer was, and I heard it so clear, that I'm not going to let someone call in and just get it. So what we're going to do, because the hotel doesn't open up until April. So what we're going to do is we want your hometown hero. We want you to email Max and Friends at max@maxtucci.com and write to us who you believe should be the winner of the two-night stay at the Chatwal Hotel.
Wow. And this is a hometown hero, Max?
Anybody, anyone who you know wants to come to New York for two nights, they will be put up in the Chatwal Hotel, which is the most incredible hotel that will be opening in April. It's 2010.
I think I know a lot of people.
You know what I'm talking about? And I want you to nominate, listeners, nominate someone that you believe is your hometown hero. And what we're going to do is we're going to get them that fantastic, amazing penthouse suite in the Chatwal Hotel and let them relax and say it's a big thank you to your hometown hero. So email me, max@maxtucci.com, and let me know who your hometown hero is. And on that note, we'll be giving you the winner. I'm going to read through a bunch of emails. Start nominating people. But Rolanda, speaking of giving away, you just did a major giveaway because you got a million things going on yourself, my friend.
Well, you know what? We did a fun thing on Facebook. You know, I know in the entertainment business, you know a lot of people. You know, as a journalist and a talk show host, I know a lot of experts. And a friend of mine, Alana Pratt, who is known on a lot of TV talk shows as the sexy mom, she's a motivational coach, life coach, and that kind of thing. And so we got together and we said, why don't we do something called a sweepstake, a sexy, soulful, and rich makeover sweepstakes? And we got on Facebook and we offered a chance, so you could write in, you could offer, you know, if it was you thought who needed a sexy, soulful, rich makeover, you could write in and tell us why, or you could suggest somebody. We came up with 4 winners, and we are giving away makeovers. A lot of people are trying to start their businesses all over. A lot of people just in this depressing time sometimes just need a new start, some life coaching and some fabulous makeover just to feel better. And so that's what we did. It was just for fun. But a lot of people from Dennis Stokely, who's a big hairstylist, he does Paula Abdul's hair, you know, when she was doing American Idol, he threw in his services. He said, let me do everybody's hair. And I had a fulfilling friend who's a big fashion expert. In fact, he helped me clean out my closet. I call him Closet Colin. Colin is helping. He's going to help us organize. Oh, I'm so sorry, y'all. Something's wrong with my phone. But he's helping us organize the young folks who want to make a makeover, who are starting new businesses, who are trying to change jobs. You know, it's a tough time. But I think a lot of times, feel good. Everything else falls into line. As long as we're in a season of joy, and we should feel that happiness and joy. And that takes us into a whole new head and a whole new vibration. to a whole new year. So we just wanted to make four people really happy, and we had all these. I had more than 13,000 fans on Facebook, and I said this is a good time to support each other and to really help each other if we can. We have such a mix of brilliant people, giving and generous people. Why don't we put all that to work and see what happens? And I think that's what's happening now, a very grassroots movement to help each other. I mean, I've never seen people helping each other more. It's not like a big foundation trying to help you. It's just Facebook friends, man.
That's all
we need. If we help each other, we're going to all be okay.
That's the truth. And, you know, we do that here. And you know what, Ro? Let's try to get that going here on the East Coast. I'll dedicate some time to getting the people, because, you know, we got the Frankie L'Official Salon, and I'm sure if I call him up, he's the one that gave that bob, you know, to our friend Katie Holmes. I'm sure we can get him aboard. So let's try to do an East Coast style. What do you think?
I think that's fabulous. And I also, I know this because people were hitting me up on Facebook, Max and Tamara, that were saying, hey, listen, I do this. I have a young lady, Leslie. Leslie is a life coach. She says, I'm happy to help. I'll throw my expertise in. What's a big deal to give somebody a whole new lease on life by just spending 1 hour with them on the phone because they want a sweepstakes makeover with Atlanta and Rolanda? I mean, that's what we're talking about a community. And we're saying it takes an entire village to raise a good child. My God, it takes an entire village to raise a good entire village.
That's the
Absolutely.
Truth.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what, bro, what I want to do, when you get those four people after they've done their makeover, I want to have them on the show and have them be a guest to see how they feel after their makeover. Mm-hmm. So we'll push it to the next step. How does that sound?
Yeah, I think that would be great, because one of the things I really want to do is make sure they're happy. I need to do a makeover and they say, oh my God, my life was ruined by Rolanda.
One's life can only be enriched and blessed by Rolanda, and I speak the truth.
Well, I hope so. I would certainly hope so. But we're having a good time. We're meeting some great folks. And you know something, if you go on my Facebook page too, Max and Tamara and everybody else who's listening, you can listen in on some. I got a bunch of different things on that Facebook page, but one of the things is that you can listen in on our winners getting this expert advice. So the beautiful thing is that if you are a Facebook fan or a Facebook friend and you want to tune in and follow another friend, you know, because it's all a network here, then you can get some of that great advice from the expert too, as if you had won. I mean, you might as well have won, because you're going to get the great expert advice. Each of these four winners get 3 hours with great people who are going to help change their lives around. Mm-hmm. And we've got the calls that you can listen into, and you can get your own sexy, soulful, and rich makeover just by listening in. So just stay a part of the you'll know when to listen into some of these phone calls and get some great advice. Keep a pen and paper with you, because these folks are so dynamic. These are friends of ours who are excellent in the fields that they do, great motivational life coaches, makeover people, and you know, we're coming upon a new year, and everybody's looking for a fresh new start and a new.
Everybody is looking for a fresh new start.
Support each other.
And you know, people can go right to your Rolanda Watts fan page on Facebook, right?
That's right. Go to. You know what? I can't manage two Facebook pages, so I'm closing down my friend page. So go to Facebook/. Rolanda Watts fan page. It's the one with me in the red with my legs kicked up with some fluffy red shoes on and a little white dog. I'm doing the old cutie red lingerie thing for Christmas. So it's that picture. So go there. That's Facebook/ Rolanda Watts fan page. And we've got a lot of things going on, lots of podcasts, lots of things from some of the charity events that I've been doing with Dr. Maya Angelou and my art school in Chicago. And just a lot of fun things. I love Facebook. And I'm really excited also because I just launched Rolanda.com. If you're listening and you're sitting
I was just going to ask you about it.
Yeah.
Let me say something. Matt, listen, I need everybody's help here because I just it. And, you know, this is kind of new for me. So I want everybody to go and check it out and be really honest with me and give me some good advice. It's Rolanda.com. And believe it or not, Rolanda spelled an O in the middle. It's Rolanda.com, just that simple. And if you misspell it, Rolanda.com, I bought that one too, so it'll go right to it. Don't worry about it. But just go to Rolanda.com, check it out. I've got a lot of clips from Talk Soup, from The Rolanda Show, from Lie Detector, my acting reel, and a lot of the charity things that we're doing. So it's a good. It's going to be like the Rolanda Village, so check it out if you can.
Awesome.
I love it, Rolanda.
I am so fascinated with this internet world because there's so much. There's, I mean, it's like a whole new set of real estate out there and another way to connect with people, you know?
Now, speaking of connecting, there's a rumor that you're taping this. You're going to put it up somewhere.
Well, yes. While I'm talking, there is a camera running here. That's why the Matt, you caught me because this is like the first time I've done this. So that's why the telephone was going, wah, wah. It acted all crazy. But yes, I am taping this entire conversation so that those of you who are listening to us, you can see us eventually because I'm going to put this up on Rolanda.com and probably we'll be putting it up on our Facebook pages too. So,
and we're
going to
do the same thing here too because it is that's the wave of the future, Ro. Mm-hmm.
I got a little digital camera in there. We do, and camera's got to get one, and we all connect.
We are.
That's right.
Tamara,
we do by Skype.
A while ago, Tamara, when we Tamara and I go on Skype after the show and we do our thing.
Yeah.
That sounds so promoting.
Yeah.
We do our thing. No.
We do.
What we do, we catch up after the show. But Tamara, remember a while ago there was that amazing, you brought it up to me again, Rolanda. Maya Angelou, you remember the poem I read for Rolanda weeks ago, Tamara, on the show?
Oh,
we had? And
yes.
Rolanda,
it gave me goosebumps.
There's a passage in one of Maya Angelou's poems.
Yes,
and it reminds me of you so much that I'm going to read it again. Right now. And I'm going to read it now.
So
it's one of my favorite passages, and it reminds me of Rolanda Watts and what she's doing, not only for her community, but for the nation. Because, Rolanda, you've got a bigger message that I think it's really going to flourish in 2010. You can call me a prophet if you want.
I'm going to call you a prophet, not one.
Now, the passage goes like this. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean leaping and wide. Welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. And so, I rise.
I rise. I rise. Thank you. And my auntie would kiss you in your mouth for that.
And you know,
that is a wonderful, isn't that, it gives you such power. I think that when we all think about, each of us thinks about what our ancestors went through to make sure that we got here in a safe place. You may not have as much money in the bank as you want right now. You may not have every situation correct right now. You may be very unsure right now. But the folks that came before us had a lot deeper stuff to deal with, and still they rose.
They rise.
And I think that all of our legacies have something to tell us, especially during this difficult time, that diamonds are made from pressure. And that you, as strong a woman is, a woman's like a tea bag. You don't know how strong she is until you put in some hot water. And all of those things that our ancestors told us, and still we rise. Those are the messages that we need to tell ourselves, to tell our children, and to remind our ancestors and our old folks and our families, to remind us of, tell us that story. How did you get through that depression? How did you get through it when you lost that job? Because there's wisdom to be learned right now.
That's the truth.
And still, we rise.
We rise.
Yes.
Right, Tamara?
Yes.
We rise. And
all
you know
right.
What's important, bro, what you said is, even though you don't have the money in the bank right now for some people, you don't have situations going on right now for you, the most important thing, people, is you've got now. And that's really all that matters, that you've got now to put the money back in your bank, to get your health back into check, to do prosperous things for 2010. You've to do it. So the most important thing is, even though you don't have everything, you've got now.
And life is not just about money, Matt. I think that's what we have to learn, especially as Americans. And in this season, as we're talking about a season, we use corny words during the season that we usually rarely use, words like cheer and words like joyful. And then most people go poo-poo into the rest of the year. But it doesn't cost anything to be joyful. Joyful is
free.
A choice. And
that
when you are
free.
Joyful, all kinds of miracles happen.
I'm excited. What's the song they sing in church? Don't let them steal your J. Don't let them steal your.
I don't let. Listen. Don't let nobody steal your joy.
That's
don't let nobody steal your joy. But those are personal choices that we can make, no matter what the economy is going through. You know, just because the nation is going through a recession doesn't mean that you and your mind and your heart and your soul and your faith has to go through one.
You know what, Rolanda? Right now is. There's no right now is free.
You hear me? Right now is free. So it doesn't matter. The whole financial thing, that doesn't matter. Now is free. The moment that we all have right now to live is free. And what we choose to do with it is going to manifest our beliefs. No?
That's right. You know, one of my favorite sayings is, what happened yesterday is history.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen tomorrow, we don't know. That's why it's called mystery. But what's happening right now is such a true gift. And that's why they call it the present.
You better say.
And I think that we have to live in the now. I was supposed to have a couple of guests, some of my dearest friends, coming to visit me from out of town this weekend, and they were going to spend Christmas with me. And my girlfriend, who's in her 30s, woke up, and because of some odd disease that she has, she can't walk. She woke up and couldn't walk. Mm-hmm. And she's in the hospital. They're running through tests. And I'm just saying that one day she's working out at the gym, she's calling us, gabbing on the phone, all excited about what she's packing to get here for Christmas, and the next day something happens. There's a lot to be learned in that situation as much as it is difficult, but we just all have to take the now and enjoy and really, really perpetuate living in the nowness, and there's so much power in that alone.
That's
absolutely
the truth. But unfortunately, the now is going to make us have to go, Tamara. But not just yet. What were you going to say, Tamara?
No, we can't go. It's not over.
Well, you know what's so cool is, I mean, some of the stuff you guys were talking about, it's like what you resist, persist. So
yep.
If you can let what's happening now just be and then just ask the one question is, who do I get to be now? Who do I get to show up as now, even in light of whatever it is? What character is being developed in me, no matter what it is?
And I love what you said there, Tamara, because so many times we spend our lives in the regret of the past, the mistakes of the past, the things that we've done in the past, and we miss out on a moment, second after second, and second after second of nowness. And what we really need to do is forgive ourselves, move on. God gives us another day of free will to start all over again, to move on. I'm very blessed to go to Agape, the spiritual center Agape, and Dr. Michael Beckwith, who you probably saw on The Secret and the rest, on Oprah Show and the rest, he's just such a great spiritual leader. And one of the things he was talking about today at Agape was he was saying that he encouraged us to just be joyful and understanding that happiness is our natural state of being. And one of the things he said, he says, wake up and think of 6 impossible things that could happen today and believe in them. And I just thought that was such a wonderful thing to say. Think of 3, even if it's 3, but think of dreaming the impossible dream. Bust out of your life bigger than where you are right now as you dream.
I always say that. I always say, you know what, once you fulfilled one dream, dream bigger.
Yes.
That's right.
And you know,
listen, most of the times we don't dream big. Most of the times we're so busy saying, oh, Lord, could you just pay this month's rent? God said, why don't you ask me for a house? Why don't you ask me for a well-paid-for house?
God, I'm asking you for another hour so we can stay here on Max and Friends. So for the
I know.
Get.
It always goes so fast, you guys. It's like over before we even know it.
And you know what?
That's
bro,
so much fun.
I got to tell you, Ro, Monroe King has the new intro. She sang the new intro to my song, to my show.
Well, I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you when we got off the show. I know that's Monroe because Monroe brought me in her apartment and played that music. I'm so proud of her. Monroe's father was Roger King. He discovered Oprah. He was the man who discovered the Rolanda Show. And he was one of my best friends, Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Inside Edition. He was the biggest TV salesman in the world, and he left us around this time a few years ago, and Monroe is his daughter. She's carrying on with greatness, and I'm so proud of her. That's my little niece, and I'm very, very proud of her. And Max, I love you for all the support that you give Monroe, too.
And you know what? The odd thing about Monroe and I, and we're gonna have to talk about this on another show, but just to sum it up, Monroe and I, both of our fathers died of the same thing, of a diabetic stroke.
Oh, no.
So when we spoke about it, you know, then that bond grows stronger. So everyone, on that note, find your friends and find out what your bonds are with them this new year. You know, we have people in our lives. What's the bond between you and them? Hold on to it. And if you wish to experience peace, provide peace for another. And on that note, everyone, we just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas from Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio, because Christmas is in 5 days. And you know what? Remember, for myself, Jesus is the reason for the season. So don't go out buying gifts for everybody, because if it's not your birthday December 25th, you don't need to buy a gift for anybody.
Like any Santa's birthday.
Don't you love that, Ro? My niece goes, what are you going to get me for Christmas? I said, your birthday's in June.
Hello. Hello. I love that. It's not your birthday. This is Jesus. But I tell you what it would be a good gift is to say, in lieu of gifts, why don't you just give to the WeAreTheFamilyFoundation.org. Instead of giving me a gift, just write a check to that organization to help others.
You don't even need to write a check. While we were doing the show, I did my online donation from Tamara and I at Max and Friends to WeAreFamilyFoundation.org. So people, it's that simple. Click and donate. Rolanda Watts, love you. Check out, what's your website, RolandaWatts.com?
It's just Rolanda.com, just that easy, Rolanda.com. Or you can catch me on Facebook/Rolanda Watts fan page. And just stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Rolanda, wish everyone a happy holiday, Christmas.
Happy holiday, everybody. Make me one promise that you will relax and find joy.
Oh, I love it.
Don't let nobody steal your joy. Right?
Don't let nobody steal your joy. That's right, Max Tucci.
And Tamara, next week we've got Maria Papa Petros coming on, but what do you want to say?
Yes! I say, all rise.
All rise. We rise. And you know what?
And we are family, y'all.
We are family, because I've got all my sisters with me tonight. I got Tamara Baldwin, and I've got Rolanda Watts. Brother on now, Rogers. Now keep doing your thing. Carry the torch to the next generation. On that note, everyone, Christmas from Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Have a blessed, blessed, blessed Christmas. And if you're at each year, stay at someone's house. Don't get into an accident and don't drink and drive, because we want you here next week, next Sunday on Max and Friends. Everyone, be inspired and take this week to the max. Tamara, Rolanda, we got to bounce. Love you both. Here we go.
Love you both.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.